أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را، تلك آيات الكتاب المبين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a chapter in the Quran relating to us the incident in the entire story of Yusuf alayhi salam. The background to the revelation of this chapter was the sufferings and persecutions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in were encountering. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah al-Mukarrama, hence we find that this is a Meccan surah. It was revealed prior to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's migration and hijrah to Madinah to Munawwara. And it was at a time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba were undergoing very difficult and trying times in terms of the persecution and other sufferings that they had encountered. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals Surah Yusuf as a means of consolement and as a means of fortification and strengthening of the moral self and the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because herein we find a fascinating story of Yusuf alayhi salam, and we speak of the different difficulties, trials and challenges that he had encountered from a very young age in his life, right up to the point when he eventually was reunited with his father and his family. So it was a means of consolement for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also many great lessons herein for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Ummah as how to deal with the different challenges and trials and tests that one experiences. It comes in a hadith that the Jews of Medina to Munawwara, they had sent a delegation to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to determine whether he was really a true Nabi. So you find that the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen of Makkah to Mukarramah, they knew that the Jews were the only people at that time who had knowledge of the divine scriptures. The Mushrikeen, they had no divine scripture. They would just make things as they went along in life, made up things. But the Jews, they had with them the divine scripture. So they sent a delegation from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Medina al-Munawwarah that tell us certain things or give us some information to test this man, whether he is truly a Nabi and a prophet. So it comes in some narrations that the Jews themselves sent a delegation. It comes in some narrations that this delegation of Mushrikeen, they were sent to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with three questions. Ask him about a ruh, the true nature of the soul that is inserted within the body. That was the first question, and see what is his response. The second question, ask him about Ashabul Kahf. Ask him about the people of the cave and their incident. No one will know their information and no one will know their story but somebody who receives divine revelation. And number three, ask him about Yusuf and his brothers. What happened to Yusuf? Tell him to narrate to you the incident of Yusuf. Now all these three aspects were such that no one possessed knowledge or the answer to these questions within the Arab community. No one could have ever had the answers to these questions. So this was the response to the third question when they asked about Yusuf alayhi salam and his brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this chapter. And what's amazing about the surah of Yusuf, it has been revealed in chronological order. Unlike the stories of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, we find Musa alayhi salam, his story is scattered all over the Quran. The same with Isa alayhi salam, the same with other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. But Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dedicated an entire chapter, and you do not find mention of his story anywhere else in the Quran. Allah says, Alif Lam Ra, we have learnt of these huruf or these letters which are known as al-huruf al-muqatta'at, the disjointed letters. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts this chapter as well with these disjointed letters. Tilka ayatul kitab al-mubin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the verses of the manifest book. Al-kitab al-mubin. Al-mubin. Al-mubin means that which enlightens the mind. So the Qur'an and the content of the Qur'an is something that should appeal to the mind, something that makes a person think, something that intrigues the mind. So while it is spiritually refreshing and it boosts a person's spiritual self, at the same time it increases a person's intellect and it appeals towards the intellect. It is something that opens up a person's mind, mubeen, something that enlightens. Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyyan la'allakum taqilun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have revealed it, that is the Qur'an, an Arabic book. Allah says specifically the reason why we have chosen the Arabic language. Allah says, we have revealed the Qur'an Arabiyyan, as an Arabic book. Why? La'allakum taqilun. Hopefully you will understand. Hopefully you will understand. Now, we find that a person might argue or say that, well, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say you will understand the Qur'an only if it was revealed in Arabic? That's what Allah is saying. We revealed it in Arabic so that it can be understood. Can I not open up an English translation of the Qur'an and understand the Qur'an? Or any other language, if it is my mother tongue, can I then not understand the Qur'an through that? The only language that accurately captures the message of Allah is the Arabic language. There are so many thousands of ayat in the Qur'an that cannot be accurately translated, or the message that's contained within them cannot be accurately conveyed to the listener in any other language. It has to be said in the Arabic language. There is no other way it could have been said. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have certainly revealed it in the Arabic language so that you will understand, that you will really then understand the message of your Allah. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. Allah has referred to the story of Yusuf alayhi salam as the best of stories, أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. And there are many reasons why it is referred to as أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ, the best of stories. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have revealed it to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have revealed to you the best of stories, بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ, through the revelation of this Qur'an to you. وَإِن كُنْتَ مِن قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. And certainly, before its revelation, before the revelation of Surah to Yusuf, or the story of Yusuf, or the best of stories in the Qur'an, before that you were certainly unaware of the facts. So Rasulullah himself also had no knowledge about the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and what transpired between him and his father and what happened between him and his brothers. Allah starts off the story of Yusuf alayhi salam in a beautiful way and he ends it also. It just shows subhanallah the coherence in the Quran and in the speech of Allah. Allah starts it off with a dream that Yusuf alayhi salam had. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends the chapter or the story of Yusuf alayhi salam with the interpretation of that dream. And it took approximately about 40 years. From the time he saw the dream, he must have been about 14 years old, a young boy at that age. And 40 years later is when he saw the manifestation and the interpretation of the dream coming to light. So Allah says, إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِيَبِيهِ. Yusuf alayhi salam wakes up one morning. And he had this amazing dream the night before. Importance of dreams. Sometimes you have a dream and you see a dream at night. And when you wake up, it's a dream that really stirred within you some emotion. And it's a dream that really you feel needs to be interpreted. Have it interpreted. In fact, you find Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam after the Fajr Salah, every day, this was his habit, he would turn around and he would face the congregation. No one would leave the congregation. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would sit, and there was an informal lesson that would take place. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would sit, and he would ask the Sahaba certain things, he would teach them certain things, Sahaba would ask him, and this would continue. There'd be like a dars, a lesson that would take place, right up to Ishraq, right up to the type of Ishraq. This was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's daily habit, and then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would proceed sometimes towards his house to perform his Salatul Ishraq, or sometimes he would remain in the masjid and perform his Salatul Ishraq. And one of the objectives of that dars or that lesson after the Fajr Salah is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would ask people about the dreams they had the previous night. Somebody would ask, hey, did anyone have a dream last night? Somebody would raise their hands, oh yes, Rasul of Allah, I had a dream. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would interpret the dream, and through that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would teach them something. Sometimes Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would tell them of the dreams he had. the previous night, and he would share that information with them. So the importance of having the dreams interpreted, of course, by somebody who has the ability and the skill to do so. So he had this dream the night before. Immediately, who does he go to? He go to his father. Ya abati inni ra'aytu ahad ashara kawkaban. The famous dream of Yusuf alayhi salam. Oh my father, last night I saw in my dream 11 stars. Wa shams wal qamar. I saw the sun, I saw the moon. Ra'aytuhum li sajidin. What was so fascinating, oh my father, is I saw them all prostrating to me in my dream. May Allah grant us the understanding. SubhanAllah.